random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artists. It's Rafi.
And Klee.
And today we are going to talk about the holiday season.
It is time.
Dun, dun, dun.
The holidays are upon us.
Yeah, we are in Halloween time.
Halloween time.
And then we'll be going into Christmas time and Hanukkah time and all the other holiday times.
All the times. It's inevitable. Once Halloween time approaches, this is what happens.
Yep.
Then holiday season is upon you.
So we got a question.
Yeah, and our question comes from Dang Cute Fish. Can you make a video about how you are preparing for the 2019 holiday season? I run an art shop, and last year was my first holiday shopping season. It went okay, but I'm trying to plan ahead better this year.
So let's see how we approach this, because for the holidays, obviously we work in two different markets. You have jewelry, mm-hmm. and I have artwork.
Yep.
Which are totally different things for the holidays to tackle.
Yes, most definitely.
Jewelry does very, very well during the holidays.
Yes.
In fact, jewelry does very well during most holidays.
It's true.
Because it's a really great go-to gift.
It's small and it's easy to give.
The people that approach you for pieces for the holidays, they know that the person that they're getting the piece for wears Klee Angeli jewelry.
Yeah, oftentimes they're already collectors of mine, or they're buying for someone who's already a collector of mine. Every year, I say that I'm going to release a Christmas collection, and so far the holidays have crept up on me, and I'm generally flying by the seat of my pants for the holidays.
Yeah.
And usually I'm just trying to keep things in stock and come up with some one-of-a-kind designs that I can show and offer. Pretty much this year, I'll be relying on our WooCommerce site, and I'm going to be doing our local market. So I'm going to be creating a lot of stuff, but specialty stuff for Christmas, I think it's a little late in the game now to be putting a collection together.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of jewelers approach the holidays by creating special Christmas stuff. And to be honest with you, I am not a big fan
of Christmas stuff.
Yeah,
well, it's very limited then to only really wearing it once a year.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know about that. Now, as far as art is concerned, art tends to take a little bit of a dip for the holidays. The only special commissions that I get during that time is when it is specifically for somebody that loves my art. And so I do get contacted with some pretty good commissions for the holidays. But if I'm just relying on the commissions, it's pretty much a crapshoot. So for the holidays, it's one of the reasons that I started releasing a calendar every year.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, because it's a collectible calendar that is signed by me every year. So that's something that I do that is specifically for the holidays. And during some years, I've actually done painted ornaments mm-hmm. that are specifically done for that year. Like I'll do a collection of ornaments for the 2019.
The ornaments were a huge hit any year that you did them, and people love the calendars too.
Yeah, exactly. So this year, even though I'm writing the book and a lot of my energy is in the book, I'm planning on designing the calendar pretty soon to release it during November. And usually with the calendar, I'll do a pre-order because I don't order the calendars until after a certain date because I use a local print shop to get my calendars made. So I want to make sure that I have the money in hand when I do the order so that there is no miscommunication or confusion there. But as far as like if you have an art shop and you're preparing for the holidays, I would say that a lot of the money that gets made during the holidays would have to be impulse items.
Yeah, so I have usually a handful of big ticket commissions for special pieces, and then simple, sweet, easy to give classic items, like a single pearl necklace or a little gift set. And so those are the things that I try to make sure I have plenty of on hand to be able to offer.
Yeah, I think this year we were talking about possibly doing a Rafi and Klee gift set where there would be like one of my small prints, a piece of jewelry.
Perhaps in a goggle.
And a goggle or a card. Every year I've thought about doing cards, like postcards or something like that mm-hmm. for not only the holiday season, but just to have them because I know that they're really popular during the holidays. But I don't do anything that is like Christmassy, You know what I mean? I think even my ornaments are my paintings. They're going to be prints of my paintings, or they're going to be like the trees that I create. But there's nothing that I create that is Christmassy.
Same. I don't create any specifically Christmassy pieces of jewelry. Now, I don't know if Dang Cute Fish is running an online art shop or a brick and mortar art shop. But, I mean, if you're running a brick and mortar art shop, definitely make it as festive as possible with whatever budget you have to work with. You know, put up some decorations and spread the holiday spirit. As far as the online shops go, I don't do anything special with my online shop. Like, I don't alter my images to make them Christmassy. That's a lot of extra work that I feel just doesn't really pay off.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that already takes place during the holidays. So, like, changing up my images to make them more holiday-esque just doesn't make sense to me. It's like the people that are purchasing my artwork are people that are going to purchase my artwork anyway. They're just using the holidays as an excuse to purchase it.
Exactly. Now, a couple things that I do tend to do most of the time is, as it gets closer to the holiday season, I do tend to run some kind of promotion for my customers.
Right.
During Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, and even leading up to Christmas.
The thing about it is that, like, a lot of people don't want to jump on that bandwagon, and I would have to be one of them. Like, I'm like, I don't want to jump on the bandwagon, but it's not about you selling out. It's about you, doing something that other people are used to. So people are used to getting good deals on Black Friday. It doesn't mean that you're going to, give them 50% off on your next piece of jewelry or 50% off on your next piece of art. But if there is some kind of incentive, especially if you have something that you created for the holidays specifically, for example, if we do the Rafi and Klee gift baskets, then for the holidays, because we don't want to be left over with any of these things,
right,
chances are we'll do some cool gift deal for people during the holidays.
Yeah, and it is nice to offer some kind of incentive for Small Business Saturday. Like, do your Black Friday thing at the big box, if you will, and then come see us on Small Business Saturday in person and Cyber Monday on the web, and we'll do something special for you for the holiday season.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. If there's already a system in place that is causing people to go out and purchase things, because when you look at the numbers for the Christmas season, the amount of money for purchases is absolutely and completely ridiculous.
It's mind-boggling.
It is billions. Billions of dollars are being spent during the Christmas season. People save their money all year just to purchase gifts on Christmas. And if there is an opportunity for people to purchase something from you, I would say, you know, just go for it. But don't compromise what you do. Like I said, I might create ornaments just as a different medium to be able to paint something on, but I am not going to create Christmas stuff or any kind of holiday theme stuff.
Anything that you're going to be stuck with after Christmas.
Yeah, I don't want anything that I'm going to be stuck with after Christmas. I want to create stuff that is me originally. It's not like I'm telling people, like, hey, don't compromise. And if people are telling you that you have to sell beachy stuff to, you know, not sell beachy stuff, but once the holidays come around, go ahead and make some Christmas themed things. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Now, if you love creating Christmas themed things, then absolutely for the holidays, I think you should go for that.
Yeah.
But if not, you are able to create things that you can use. For example, with my ornaments, aren't just ornaments. They are prints that I do on wood, and they just happen to look really nice as an ornament on a tree.
But then your customer can take it and hang it up in their house after Christmas.
Exactly. So that's where my business mind comes in and is like, okay, well, how can you capitalize on this season where people are going to be spending money anyway? And you are able to give them something that is of quality, that is not kitsch, that they are going to be able to use all year round if they choose to.
I think that's genius. If you can put your own spin on something that you normally offer and give it a little flair, that's awesome. If you can find another way to offer something that you're already creating for the holidays, that's awesome. And just do you.
I think really what it comes down to when it comes to the holiday season, we get busy for the holidays, but a lot of that has to do with the commissions, has to do with the calendars that I'm putting out, has to do with different things that I have established for the holidays because the holiday season is slower for me than it is for you, to be able to make some kind of income during that time when things do slow down a little bit for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fortunate enough that if I'm somewhere and I have jewelry, chances are I'm going to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
For the holiday season.
Because Cleangeli jewelry is absolutely perfect for the holiday season.
Yeah, and it's nice. You know, people have their eye on stuff throughout the year, and then they send their spouse or whoever to come get it from me, or they buy it for themselves, so whatever the case. One thing I do try to do, and this is a me personal thing, is I definitely try to update social media with new things I'm creating during the Christmas season, which is something Rafi does year-round. I get a little more diligent about it during the holiday season.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and during the holiday season, you do want to have fun with your social. If you are going to do anything holiday-esque, is have fun with your social media with the holidays and make people aware of what it is that you're doing. Now, if you have a brick and mortar location, have fun with it. String up some lights. Do some holiday music, do some holiday themed stuff.
Yeah, maybe even have a Christmas party.
Have a Christmas party, have a hot cocoa day, have different things. Try different things out that might generate a little bit of traffic into your location. And definitely put something together that is easy for people to give out as gifts. Really, when it comes down to it, there are two modes that happen for the holidays. You have people that are searching around to find some gifts for someone else. So either A, they're going to come to me because that person loves my art. So they want to buy something that that person might have had their eye on. And then you have people that are shopping around for someone else, but they see something that they like for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then either they buy it then and there, or they buy it towards the new year.
Oh, yeah. I have tons of people come see me in January. I couldn't buy it for myself before the holidays, but here I am. To have it.
Yeah, I would say if you are planning on trying to capitalize for the holidays, most importantly, above everything else, just have fun.
Absolutely. Please enjoy the holiday season. Don't do anything that's going to make you want to pull your hair out. Don't be stressed out about it. Do what you can, and that's always going to be enough. We do a Christmas special here on the YouTube channel for the sole purpose of enjoying the season and being festive.
Yeah, last year we did a ridiculous Christmas song. And the thing is that not everybody likes it. Not everybody celebrates the holidays,
first of all.
Yeah. So whatever you do, just make sure that you're doing it for yourself and having fun. If you don't celebrate the holidays, but you want to capitalize on the income that you might be able to make off of the holidays, that's fine. If you celebrate the holidays and you want to make an income during the holidays, then that's fine. But I would say just come up with your own fun twist and fun ideas on what to do. A lot of people follow the same standard thing. They do Christmas cards. They do Christmas ornaments. They do calendars. I do calendars. I don't do Christmas calendars.
No.
I do calendars of my work, and there are funny, quirky days, holidays in there, like tell a stupid joke day and different things like that, only because I'm going to create stuff that I want to see, that I want to have in my house. And I know that there are people that are like-minded that want to have the same things. It just so happens that the calendars get released around the holiday season.
Absolutely. So do what you do in the spirit of good fun and celebration, and don't stress out about it.
Yeah, definitely don't stress out about it. If I were to break it down, if I was sitting across from you and you asked me that question, I would say, A, make sure that you have fun. Make it as festive as you want to make it. Make it a place that you would enjoy going to. Have easy gifts, impulse items for people to buy. Just because it is an impulse item doesn't mean that it has to be a cheap thing. It could be something that is easy for you to make if it is something that you're making. But either way, something that is easy for them to give. obviously, a lot of my paintings are very emotionally based. Those are not easy gifts to give. You don't just show up to somebody's house with a painting of a dude with a black raven coming out of his chest. You know, like you're, that is not an easy gift to give. That is very specific to the person. Chances are whoever purchases that painting is going to want it for themselves because they connected with it. For you to buy a painting for somebody, that's a very difficult thing.
Yeah, it sure is. So you've been smart in doing the ornaments and the small prints and things of that nature and the calendars.
Yeah.
A little bit of something for everybody and reasonable price points because people are usually shopping for lots of folks during the holiday season.
Yeah, exactly.
I definitely keep a lot of jewelry pieces readily available that are simple, are at a reasonable price point, that can layer well with other pieces of jewelry that resonate with a lot of people. Like my little tiny spiral necklaces that I do are usually a big hit.
A lot of times I think what happens is that people are thinking like, okay, what cool thing could I put out there? You have to think about the holiday season more as what is an easy gift for somebody to give.
Yeah.
Because you may have some beautiful, amazing art, or you may have some very emotionally complicated pieces. Those are not easy pieces to give to somebody. You want it to be a no-brainer, something that is open-ended and easy for someone to give. I know for the holidays, if there is an impulse item that somebody will buy for someone else that is a painting, it'll be my Seasons of Change, because these are beautifully colored trees that don't really symbolize anything that is too complicated. They're very, very beautiful. Now, I create them. They have a complicated reason behind them. But as far as looking at the piece, it's not evoking any kind of emotion that is negative or will cause you to think. Which, those kind of things, where it might evoke a negative emotion, or it is a piece that will definitely cause you to think, those are very difficult to give out as gifts. So I would say anything that is along the lines of an impulse item, and when you're thinking impulse, I'm not saying that it's cheap. I am saying that it's something that is easy to give as a gift to just about anybody.
Yeah, like you're not going to purchase nude figurative art for someone if you're not sure that that's what they're into.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So when you're preparing for the holiday season, I would say prepare for that. Me personally, what I prepare for is surviving the holiday season and getting past the holiday season and being able to binge watch Netflix for like a week or something.
Yeah, I'd say I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm prepared to be very busy and be flying by the seat of my pants and be making whatever jewelry people need from me.
Yeah, exactly. That's the part that I enjoy of the holidays is, oh my goodness, I have no idea how we're going to get through this. And then we get through it and then we're like, ah.
Yeah. And the truth is, honestly, there have been some years where I felt that I was better prepared and some years where I felt completely unprepared. And in both scenarios, I was completely unprepared.
Yeah.
There's really no amount of planning.
There is no amount of planning that you could do for the holiday season. There's no amount of planning that you could do for anything, really, when it comes to an art-related career, because you could try and plan ahead all you want, but this is completely unpredictable. You have no idea. You may have an amazing year selling old pieces that you didn't even prepare for the holidays. Or, you know, this year I may sell a whole bunch of calendars or I may sell zero. You have no idea. You could prepare as best you can. And that's why I say have fun doing it, because you might as well make it fun because you have no idea how it's going to turn out.
One thing you should definitely have on hand is plenty of materials to be able to create plenty of stuff.
Yes. Exactly. I would say just prepare for that, because either way, if you don't get to use the materials, you've got the rest of the year
to use them.
Yeah. All right. And that's it. Hopefully that answered your question, Dang Cute Fish. I love that name. That's hilarious.
It's adorable. I love it.
As we gear up for the holiday season, I am getting ready to do the finalization of this book. This week, I'll actually be doing that. And also, I've got the calendars that I'll be getting ready, and I'll be releasing the ornaments, the new ornaments, because we got those new wood blocks that I'll be able to work on, which I think is going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those.
But yeah, that's about it as far as my preparation for the holidays.
There will be, I'm sure, more holiday-related videos and things.
There's going to be that point in time where Klee just insists on listening to holiday music for the entire month. So,
oh yeah, but I'm not allowed to until after the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I made a rule. I made a rule because if not, she'd be like, "Let's listen to it now," and I'm like, "Nope." Yeah. Gotta wait till after Thanksgiving because I am not sitting through an entire month of the same five Christmas songs playing over and over and over.
And I can concede that that's fair. I am allowed to say it's Halloween time when October arrives and then I put on the Monster Mash and what have you.
Yep.
And then I have to wait for Christmas time.
So I know that maybe there wasn't a definitive answer in this podcast, but the fact of the matter is that with the holiday season, you could only do the amount of planning that you feel comfortable with and just be comfortable coming up with harebrained ideas of things that you really want to do that you think are going to be a lot of fun. And usually those are the things that really work really, really well for me.
And also are enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly. They're enjoyable while you're doing them. So if it does suck and it's a bad idea, at least you had fun doing it. That's my recommendation. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. If you guys have any tips of your own on what it is that you do to prepare for the holiday season as far as selling your art or selling your jewelry or whatever it is that you're selling, we would love to hear it. Honestly, we probably need all the help we could get when it comes to the holidays. And thank you so much for listening, you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. I totally adore you. And if you like this podcast and you want to listen to more like this, you click somewhere around here to subscribe. And that's it. Say goodbye, Klee.
Good day.
Adios.